Well, hello and thank you for joining us. Welcome to Caching in the Northwest. This is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the continent. So while you're having your third piece of pumpkin pie, we'll be caching in the Northwest.
And that means it's time to bring in our podcasting partner and primate. You know, some say he's visited every site on the internet, and others say his feet are natural snowshoes. All we know is he's called Land Monkey.
Hey, guys, I want to know if those two facts are related, first of all.
I'll never tell.
And secondly, I don't know if I should claim if I've visited every site on the internet, because there's probably a lot of sites on the internet I shouldn't visit.
True. I have been to the end of the internet.
And back?
Yeah, but I skipped over some of those objectionable sites in there.
There you go. Well, you know what? Really happy to be here on a Thursday. Last Thursday evening of the year. This is our last podcast of 2017.
Thank you for clarifying that. that pregnant pause for everybody driving in the freeway. What?
Don't worry. If we're sitting inside your head right now, or if we're sitting in your car with you while you're driving, and we'll be back next week. We'll have more fun. Don't worry. Well, first of all, a quick reminder that we do appreciate greatly throughout this year the support of our patrons who've helped to keep this podcast coming every week. 52 podcasts, one a week, all year. You know, if you want to know more about supporting the show, just click on that Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website.
That's right. And we do enjoy coming to you every week. We even had a little extra Christmas bonuses this week, too. Mm-hmm. Now, for tonight's show, we're going to talk about Christmas time joy, Christmas fun, Christmas traditions, and Christmas things to do with all of you fine listeners and chat room participants. We're so glad you're all here.
Yeah.
But first, well, it's time to read. This is our glow.
Well, yeah, we just sort of jumped right. What happened? We missed something out of our show notes. We usually have our little intro to the glow. Well, you know what? We're just going to glow with it.
It's the last one of the year, not the last glow forever. Came from Dune Buddy. We like Dune Buddy. And the cache is Liar's Club, a borrowed idea with permission, which is GC6NGN8. That's 6 November Golf, November 8. And it reads, avenging my earlier DNF, I assembled the appropriate tools to make the find on a cold 10 degree and snowy afternoon. The snowmobile was a positive addition, getting over the dunes of snow, making the trip easier. I still had to strap on the snowshoes to continue the journey when the snowmobile could travel no further. Throwing a grappling hook across the ravine and then climbing upside down, hand over hand, 100 feet above an ice-covered river was a little dicey, but I made it to ground zero. Retrieving the cache was slightly less complicated since I used my drone to fly up, and using its onboard arms and grip, I grabbed the container, brought it back down, and signed the log. Instead of making the reverse trip back to my car, I dialed up a Lyft helicopter to pick me up. I didn't mind paying the 100% rush hour surcharge to quickly be back in the warmth of my own home.
Always fun logs when people write their liar's cache.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Yeah. It's not that I don't believe Dune Buddy, but I'm finding that. Well, you know, we could look up the GC code and see if it's a T5.
I think it's what really threw Land Monkey off was that he doesn't snowshoe when it's 10 degrees.
Well, the temperature thing was messing with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
10 degrees isn't that cold. But, I mean, unless it's Kelvin.
Oh.
And it's really cold.
Yeah. And then, you know, really nothing's moving.
No.
Oh, there's slight movement, but.
That'd be why the snowmobile wasn't working.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Thinking probably Fahrenheit, but who knows?
Well, that was fun. Thank you, Dune Buddy, for sending that in. We always enjoy when you guys send us in the glows. And remember that, you know, if there's a glow you want to share with us, you will get a glow badge for your profile. And even if you don't have a globe, but you want to share something with us, let's say a milestone cash find that you're celebrating, or, you know, you're at an event and you just think, this is a cool event. I should call the guys and tell them about this cool event. Or
please do.
Or if you found a cache that you've avenged a DNF, well, that's kind of a milestone, right? So
even if it's not really a cache you've ever found before, like, you know, a Liar's Club cache. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? For any of those things, just call in to 253-693-TFTC, share it with us, and we will share it out. We love to be able to use your own voice. So, you know, you listener, speak back to us. We want to hear you. Or use the voicemail tool on the website. That's the other option that I just totally glossed over.
Either way, we get to hear their voice, which is awesome because, you know, you guys hear enough of me on Thursday nights. We want to hear you guys.
Yeah. You guys.
We're really tired of hearing what's in. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Those were supposed to be inside words. No, we love you. And in fact, if you're not here, people will tweet you and ask you where you are. You're that loved.
You are. Are you feeling the love, buddy?
Well, it just means that the tracking chip isn't working if they have to ask where I am.
No.
All right. Well, hey, Wits End, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, let's start off and talk about maybe some top podcast / geocaching memories of 2017. As 2017 draws to a close, let's look back and think of some fun things that we had, events we attended, and other such podcasting geocaching memories from 2017. Let's start up north, Hugh.
Awesome. I'd love to start. You know, thinking of podcast memories, I think some of the more challenging podcast memories were when we had the changes that came to Hangouts on Air that about mid-year, I think, where we had some tight calls about whether we were going to be able to do a podcast.
There were some dicey moments for sure, yeah.
Technology changed without any warning or notification, so that was kind of crazy. But, you know, it was still fun. It's fun to do it with you guys to muddle through together. More recently, podcast memory would be going to PodCon with you guys. That was so much fun. We learned a lot. That was really a great experience. And I think, you know, I can't even pick out one single one off the top of my head, but there's just every week out of the chat, the folks, you guys who are in the chat, there's just every week there's something funny, crazy that you guys come up with and share in there. And it's always fun. So always look forward to that. So yeah, I think that'd be probably my top podcast memories from this year. But caching wise, well, it's been a busy year for us.
It's a normal Land Monkey year.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the theme for the year was # geocache road trips. We definitely explored all over Utah. More recently, we've shared the 4-year-old FTF we got with some friends. That was cool. Chris of the Northwest, you came up and we took you on an adventure over to Bowen Island. That was fun.
That's where you tried to kill me.
It was. Clearly, we're not very good at killing people. Because
you're just too polite.
Yeah. Well, and you tried to return the favor by taking us to Monte Cristo. So.
Yeah.
That was probably a tamer hike. Tri-Cities, that was fun. We did that together too. Jim, you need to come out and do more stuff with us. How come this is all with Chris, not with you, buddy?
Well, that's classified.
It's classified. Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, so much caching with friends, definitely with you guys, but also with various other folks, caching friends that we have that we were able to get out this year and do different things with. And of course, interacting with the listeners when we travel, I guess that's sort of half podcast, half caching. When we go to events, especially when we travel and we go to events down in the States and we meet people who we've never met before and they go, oh, Land Monkey, we listen to the podcast. I'm like, awesome. That's great. Thank you. And then you get to talk to somebody and learn a little bit about the person who listens to the podcast. So you get to, you know, this is for us, it's kind of a weird thing because we're talking into microphones and a camera here. And
yeah,
we see the you know, each other, but we don't see you guys. So when we're able to hear from you, when you come up and say hi at events, That means it's a big deal. It makes a big impression on us. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and please do come say hi when you see us.
Yeah. There you go. So that's my rambling. Chris, how about you, buddy?
I completely agree. Listeners should come up and say hi to us because we often have trouble putting a name with a face. Okay, I do. The other guys are great. You can give me your name 17 times and I'll look at it and go, you, I've seen you before.
I suffer from the same problem.
But nonetheless, meeting listeners at events or just out geocaching on the trail is fabulous. Some of the podcasting moments, we hit our 200th episode this year. How cool is that? We did our first ever Caching in the Northwest hike. That was the hike to Monte Cristo, where I really didn't try to kill anyone. It was just an accident.
You almost succeeded.
You broke a finger. Somebody did. Not got you, but
and Land Monkey didn't have an allergic reaction, and
no, thank goodness. Neither did I, Ham.
Yes, there you go. But the hike to Monte Cristo was far better attended than I could have hoped for. You know, you throw something out there and you hope somebody's going to come. That's the way I do geocaching events. I don't know about you guys. Let's do an event. See if anybody shows up.
Yep.
And so it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun that we're going to do another Caching in the Northwest hike next year.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
very cool.
Hold your breath. We'll try not to do it in March. Because that didn't work out well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, trails and roads aren't necessarily open at that time.
Weather's not the greatest, and it's a busy time.
Yeah. You know, but some caching memories, and you guys mentioned it, Gold Country, some of the BC caches that Land Monkey took Wits End and I to.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I got to go to my first Dora Moore event. I mean, you know, that right there, that should say it all. And right at the start of the year, if you can remember back that far, the 7th of January was the cash machine here in Tacoma. So that was
I remember
a lot
that
of fun.
Far back, but I didn't make the event. It was fun.
What about you?
And as you guys have said, it's always hard to go third because you guys have already stolen all the thunder and all the fun stuff. But I have to agree and reiterate, it's time with friends. It's time together doing things. A lot of that time, for me especially, is Thursday nights right here on a microphone. As you guys have mentioned, I don't get out as often as you do and hit the events. I want to. I've just got a lot of irons in the fire, and I really want to. Maybe in 2018, I'll try to ramp that up a little bit more. Needless to say, you know, besides that, or in spite of all that, I did get out to a few things this year. And with you guys was the highlights of all of them. As Chris mentioned, Gold Country. I got my first Gold Country caches. Got to see Gold Country in person before it caught fire and burned up. Yeah. And I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, good. Okay.
That was the Gold Country caches now. I think Spence's Bridge is as far north as we got is my farthest north find ever still. So that was a big milestone for me. Anytime with BC is good. And especially when Mr. and Mrs. Land Monkey chauffeur us all over creation and we don't even have to worry about driving. It's great. Mrs. Chris of the Northwest and I both kind of nerded out on the Coquihalla Highway watching. We watched the Highway Through Hell tow truck show. Now, it looks a lot different in the summertime.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we tried to find the yard for that.
That was fun. So it's I don't always nerd out over TV shows, but we're up to like, oh, wait, I've seen this highway on TV in the snow. And, of course, the Monte Cristo hike. That was an awesome hike. It was so great to meet all of the listeners and people that are in the chat room right now that came out and joined us. We did have our little minor medical emergency on the trail, which put a little damper on it, but we forged on and the things, I think she's healing up well. She came and checked in with us at the Ape event. We went to the Ape event this year. That was fun. And as you mentioned, PodCon, which is just this month. I had a great time learning all about podcasting and improving our podcasting skills.
Yeah.
It was a good year.
It was, you know, it's been, boy, we set the bar pretty high for 2018. It's,
yeah. Well, you guys did. As you mentioned, I didn't go to half the stuff you did. So,
well, but you know, it's funny. You guys remember different things than I remember it. And, you know, you start writing things down. It's like, oh, yeah, we did this, we did that. Oh, and then you guys start talking about, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I mean, I can't believe that I forgot about the Gold Country road trip, but I guess because I've been up there so many times, it didn't make as big an impression on me. But I got to take you guys up there and take you to not only out to, you know, we went as far up north as Spence's Bridge and had lunch mm-hmm. there, but we went to Alexandra Bridge and checked that out, which was, you know, it's a pretty historic location and pretty cool place.
That was a fun bridge.
And you took us to some tunnels that were shown later in a movie.
Yeah, the tunnels. We saw an insanely high concentration of mosquitoes at a waterfall.
That was unnatural.
Yeah, that was special.
It was like an entire curtain of mosquitoes.
It's a memory.
Yeah. There you go. Well, speaking of memories.
And malaria.
Why don't we switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about holiday family traditions. Like, I'm curious for you guys, my good friends, what do you guys do with your families over these Christmas and New Year holidays?
We avoid them.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do anything. I podcast on Thursday nights.
Which tends to be Christmas and Thanksgiving, by the way. at least here in the U.S.
6 years, 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah, or so. Yeah. You know, we don't, it's going to sound lame, we don't really have any major holiday traditions. For a lot of years, I was very involved with work right up to the Christmas break, working at a school, and our church did a big Christmas production that I was heavily involved in for many years. And when the Christmas holiday itself finally arrived, it was kind of a chance to just unplug, you know, pull the ripcord, eject, and not do anything. But that not doing anything is home with family. When my daughter was away at college, she'd come home, and so we'd have her home for the holidays. And just time to remember who these people are that we share a mailing address with from time to time. And I really do try, not always as good at it, but I try to literally unplug over Christmas break. I try not to check emails and check texts and tweets and whatnot, and really engage with the people that that are here with us. We do try to sit down on Christmas Eve and read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. Stuff some stockings, eat way too much, and just relax.
Nice.
That's about it.
Can I come over and unplug with you? Because sure. You won't answer my text.
What?
That's why he wants you to come over.
Oh, I got yeah. it now. Okay.
How about you, Chris?
Well, you know, we've done something in my family, and I don't know how it got started. It's one of those things, like, why does mom always cut the end off the ham? You know, because it wouldn't fit into her small pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we open one gift on Christmas Eve. Just one. You know, and I remember that going way back as a kid. You know, you get to open one after dinner. And so we've done that with our kids, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it didn't work so well that year you visited my house on Christmas Eve and opened one of my gifts.
Oh. So that's when I realized not everybody has this tradition.
Oh. You just pick the one you like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to open that one.
It was hair rollers, and what am I going to do with that?
More than I would.
Curl your mustache.
Ooh.
There you go.
This year was a really different Christmas, though. It wasn't bad. It was just different. With family health issues and somewhat adult children. I think we can relate to that. Somewhat adult
yeah.
children.
Yeah.
It was very different. In fact, this year, the family got together on Christmas Eve. And that's when, you know, we opened up more than one gift this year. And it was totally wrong. No, it was great because the family was together, and that's really what's important.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't do a lot of decorating. You know, my wife and I, we usually have input on our gifts. This year, we just went out and bought our own and said, here, this is what I got from you.
Well, you know what? That works too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had a very different feel to it. But like I say, it wasn't bad. It was just different. What about you, Land Monkey?
I'm detecting a bit of a theme. You know, for us, on a usual basis, it's a pretty standard fare. Although, for us, this was the first Christmas with both kids as adults or nearly adults or whatever term we're going to use here. So that was different. It was a little different. You know, they went out and they both have jobs, so they were able to go and take care of all their own shopping, and that's neat. So everything was all set up and done for Christmas by, you know, we were pretty much ready to go by the beginning of December. So we didn't have any decorations up at that point, but, you know, all the prep had been done. And so then, you know, closer to Christmas, it was really just about baking some stollen and putting up the Christmas tree. And it was really relaxing, I guess, this year. It was really nice. Had some family dinners and snuck out and got some geocaching done. Yeah, it was a really nice, relaxing monkey Christmas.
Nice. Awesome.
There's a ratio or rule, or I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, about sneaking out to geocache on Christmas. I have found that I do far more of that when I'm visiting my in-laws than when I'm staying home. There's some connection there. I'm not sure.
Amen.
Well, because when you're visiting your in-laws, it's, you know, you've already found all the caches around home.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
There's more to find there.
Oh dear. Yeah. For many years that didn't work for me because my in-laws were at the same address. Anyway, yeah, we won't go there.
Okay. I won't go there.
But listeners, we give you warm holiday wishes to our listeners. And we want to give thanks to our guests throughout the year. Boy, have we had some good guests on this year.
We have.
Mostly. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just agreeing. Please continue, sir.
Oh, we've had some fabulous guests on this year. But mostly we want to say thank you to our patrons who have supported us all year long. So, in the upcoming year, that's 2018, just in case you're listening to this later, expect plenty of new exclusive content and comments for our patrons in 2018. And for those of you who aren't able to financially support us, don't worry about it. We appreciate you. You can go out and spread the word of caching in the Northwest. Be that in a log, you could burn an episode to a CD, toss it in a cache. Who knows? There are so many different ways. Mm. You know what? Post on social media. Tell your friends about this podcast.
There you go. Yeah, there's all kinds of different ways to support us that we really appreciate if you appreciate the time that we put into this throughout the year. And if you don't, then why are you even listening? But that's okay. thanks for your patience. All right. But yeah, we have had some really fun and just amazing variety of guests through this year. It's been great. Jim, any thoughts from you?
I agree. Some amazing guests. We look forward. Maybe we'll have some of those same guests back in 2018. Maybe we'll have some entirely new guests. You just never know. You got to stick around and come back every Thursday night and tune in, because we might introduce some new voices, new features, new things.
We got some new stuff in the hopper for this year.
Yeah. That's sure. So it's been good, and we look forward to much more. Speaking of guests.
Yes.
Did you know? You didn't know because you're up there in Canada. Mm. You know who swung through Tacoma this week?
Weird Al.
Ooh.
Not this week.
But he's
been here before.
But he's coming in 2018.
Well, you know, Chris of the Northwest and I were working in the podcast studio late one night and heard some jingle bells. And, well, we actually got a little time to chat with Santa Claus himself.
Really?
Yeah, swung through Tacoma. I know he went to Canada too.
Well, he lives in Canada, so.
Yeah, you know. That's I saw that from the Santa Claus 3 movie. The toy shop was in Canada. But we were blessed that he stopped and chatted about, well, geocaching. Can you believe it?
I am having a hard time believing this, but maybe to see.
We tried to have him stay around and say, you know, come back on Thursday night.
Yeah.
He's a little exhausted after his little trip around the world.
All right. But, well,
do you know why he stays longer in Tacoma than other cities?
No, why? Because somebody stole his sleigh while he was in Tacoma.
We're not supposed to mention that. no, because we have official Tacoma elf storage here.
Oh, that
he comes
is true.
And visit his elves in storage.
That is true. That was so awesome. I love that when I was down there visiting and you pointed that out in December. Yeah. That was awesome.
I thought it was because of the highway construction around the Tacoma.
You can't get to where you're going. If you miss one exit, like you're going for quite some time.
Yeah.
The GPS did the same thing mine did. You should really be here.
Yeah.
Well, here doesn't exist. So
I would love to be there. However, I'm here. So deal with it.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, all right. Just to see if there's any veracity to your guys' claim of chatting with Santa, I'm gonna pepper you with some questions that I would have wanted to ask him, and I would assume you asked him.
Well, let's hope we did.
You guys can let me know if you've got an answer. So, you know, the first one is, does Santa geocache?
Well, obviously Santa geocaches.
I mean, obviously, why would that be obvious?
He's
because
Santa.
We're talking about it.
Well, because all the cool kids geocache.
Okay.
You know, though, he has no trouble finding them. I think it's a little bit of cheating, but he uses his crystal ball and he watches the hiders hide them and then he can go there and find them. Now, I think it's cheating. He says it's nice. I think it falls in the naughty category, but how can you tell Santa he's naughty?
Yeah, I recommend not telling Santa that he's naughty.
Yeah.
It doesn't usually end well.
All right. Hey, how many countries has he geocached in? How many souvenirs does he have?
Oh, it's a huge list. It scrolled. He showed us his profile page.
Okay.
It scrolled. I don't know how he gets them all. I don't know. So yeah. I'm thinking we didn't get an exact count from him, but as far as how many countries, I'm going to say nearly all of them, really.
All the countries. Okay.
Yeah.
The ones that have caches. Yeah.
Right. I mean, North Korea is off the list. It's just permanently naughty.
Yeah.
But,
Well, the leader is. Yeah. The poor people aren't necessarily. But,
right. But it's, that's like a difficulty 93 there or something. Yeah. It's even Santa skips North Korea for geocaching.
Okay. So when does Santa have time to go geocaching? How does he work that into his schedule?
You know, pretty much any time but December.
Okay.
Yeah, December, he's really cracking the whips right there on the elves to get those toys done in the nick of time. And then he's got something going towards the end of the month. I can't remember what it was. But other than that, you know, once he rests up, January, February, pretty easy. He tends to go to the warmer climates at that time of year.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. You don't want to see Santa in a swimsuit. I'm just saying.
I was wondering if we were going to go there or not. Okay. Yeah. We went there.
Well, I don't know about the swimsuit so much. It's just the fact that when you're packing a few extra pounds and a lot of white hair, the warm weather is just not as much fun. Let's just leave it there.
All right. Well, hey, moving along.
The suit's not the only thing that's red when Santa's out in the sun too long.
Gotcha. So I'm dying to know, what is Santa's favorite cache type?
See, did you ask him that, Chris?
Yes, I did. No. Yes. What would be your guess?
Earth cache. Just because it's mine.
No. Of course you would guess
definitely
that.
Not Earth cache. No.
Mm-mm. What would Santa like? Would he Maltese?
Oh, what's yours? What's your guess?
Well, I like multis. I was going to guess multis. I think he'd also probably like some virtuals.
Hmm. Everybody likes
Santa's virtual. Into yeah. mystery and puzzle caches.
Is he now?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured he would steer away from the webcams.
Yeah. And yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that goes without saying, except for NORAD cameras for some reason. But other than that.
Yeah. NORAD tracker.
Yeah. No. He's a sharp little elf. He can solve those puzzles and those mysteries.
Okay. He's a right jolly old elf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Just yeah. wrinkles his nose and
laughs in spite of himself.
Yeah. But he sees all of his caches. He knows when they've been placed. He knows if they're bad or good.
There you go.
Wait.
Well, speaking of
and he knows who's been bad. First to find.
Yes.
Right. Well, speaking of all of that, did you ask Santa with respect to, perhaps the three of us, but other geocaching podcasters we know of, did you get any kind of indication of who's on the nice list and who's on the naughty list this year?
I was afraid to ask. Wait, Sam, yeah, did you ask him?
No, I don't want to know the answer.
Well, maybe that's a hashtag FATAS conversation.
That could be, yeah.
Our live listeners can let us know who they think would be on the nice list and who would be on the naughty list. And why. So that'd be fun. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, thank you guys for sharing that feedback that you had from Santa this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was
very nice getting to talk with the guy. You know, unless you're willing to pay a couple of bucks and sit on his lap and get a picture taken, it's really hard to pin him down and get him to answer any questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's I just quickly viewed over at the live chat, and Dormore says, I seem to remember finding Santa at a puzzle cache last New Year's Eve. And there's a few folks in there who also contributed to that.
Van Isle Lady thinks Santa's favorite is a virtual.
There you go.
Yeah, I like virtuals. Virtuals are good.
Bryling has seen Santa on Drive BC traffic cams.
There you go.
And
love it.
GeoNav Pros agrees with me. Santa's favorite cache type is probably a field puzzle.
Well, probably. Well, and GeoNav Pros also contributed to finding Santa at that puzzle cache last year. So.
Oh, okay.
There you go. He brought the ladder that we needed to get to Santa.
Really?
Santa's got quite the swag bag, too.
We've heard that.
Yeah. Well, hey, Christmas is at the end of the year, which means we're starting a new year. And, well, we started a new year roughly a year ago. Do you remember that?
I do. It was yesterday.
It was right around the Tacoma cash machine that Chris talked about.
Yeah.
I think even a listener to the show, to the podcast, got mistaken for me at that event. That was interesting. But way back when, the beginning of 2017, I believe we sat and chatted and came up with some caching goals that we wanted to achieve in 2017. And I'm wondering how we did.
Right.
Mostly, I think it was Land Monkey, because let's face it, he does more caching than both of us put together. But Land Monkey, how did you do on those goals that you set for yourself?
Well, you know, we did well. We hit some of the goals that we had planned out for ourselves, and we hit some new goals that just sort of came about as the year progressed. This year, we completed our Jasmer, which was, yay, that was pretty exciting.
Well done.
Thank you. Just recently, I found my 350th Earth cache. So that's pretty awesome. Continuing on the road to 500 Earth cache finds. We completed the Mount Rainier Geo Tour before they closed that one down this year. So that was exciting. We got that done.
You put a lot of work into that one.
That was a lot of trips, because every time we went down, a different section of the highway was closed. So,
yeah.
It took a few runs at it to get her, but that was great. That was a really, I'm sad that it's retired, because I think it was a really, really great geo tour. But hopefully something of equal caliber will be put out. I'm kind of eyeing the one over on the Olympic Peninsula now. Mm-hmm. That looks interesting to me.
Nice.
But what else? The Utah Geo Tour. We did that this year. That was quite an adventure throughout the year that we did. And that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I guess a couple of big Geo Tours, some milestones. You know, we found a couple thousand caches through the year. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Did a lot of travel, found a lot of neat places. As we said earlier in the show, went to a lot of cool events and met lots of listeners on the podcast. Spent some time with you guys caching. Really good year. Really good year. Witsend, what about you, my friend?
You know, I don't remember what my goals were, except that my goal was to just get out of geocache. And by a lot of people's standards, they would laugh at my numbers. But the ones that I had a really good time. And a lot of those were with you guys and just quality time. As we mentioned, the Monte Cristo hike, that was on my list for a long time. I'm glad I finally got up and got to experience the hike and the ghost town and the caches along that trail, getting to Gold Country. We talked about a lot of the things that we did this year, and they're just, that was my goal, is to get out and enjoy being outdoors, enjoy geocaching, and enjoy spending time with friends and this kind of thing. Speaking of spending time with friends, family, and otherwise, I'm being summoned to a family need.
Okay.
Nothing too drastic. Everything's fine, but I am going to have to check out of the podcast for the evening. I may try to pop in later if I can, but until 2018, if I don't make it back tonight, I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. Stay safe, stay sober, and enjoy. If you drink, don't drive, and just have a great time. So I will be back in 2018. Take care, everybody.
Good night, Witsend.
Happy New Year, Witsend.
And there he goes. Well, I'll jump in and say some of the things that I've done this year. This year, I focused on finding old caches older than I am. Okay, not quite. But, you know, I wanted to get some of these older caches before, for some reason, they would disappear. You know, keeping older caches going is difficult.
Yeah,
I was able to find 7 caches from 2001, 3 from 2002, and 4 from 2003. So,
not bad. That's pretty awesome.
You know, along with all the other caches that we've been able to find, being able to complete a Tri-Cities GeoCoin challenge. I did the Bonneville Bigfoot Geo Tour. That was a lot of fun. I want to say it was only 10 caches. It wasn't huge, but well done. They're cute. It's worth going to. So,
very cool. And that's pretty south in Washington, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost to Portland. Yeah, right along the border there.
Cool.
That allowed me to fill up some of my...
Your DeLorme challenge?
Thank you. What is the name of that? Yeah, the DeLorme map pages.
Yeah, you've been working on that challenge. How are you doing on that one?
Not as much as you'd think. I'd love to be able to do it some more, but you know, I don't know. There's a mental block. Somehow, going far east in Washington just is not possible. I don't know why. I'll go anywhere else, but you know, the eastern border there is like a trip to Siberia. Like, no, I'm not willing to go that far. Yet I go to Idaho and I wouldn't think a thing of it. But I got to get the corners of the two eastern corners of the state. And for some reason, it's just like, no, that's not going to happen this weekend.
That's funny because I think I have the two eastern corners of your state, but there's a whole lot of the rest of your state.
In the middle? Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, yeah, it's funny. I have taken... I mean, it's a problem with me. I'll admit this. I've taken a lot of time and I've planned routes. In fact, I have them in geocaching.com, caches along a route.
Yeah.
You know, here, I want to go here and I want to get these. And here, I figured out the shortest way, you know, make my route and, you know, pick up caches to be able to fill in the DeLorme pages. But I haven't done it yet. Though when we were in the Tri-Cities, I think I asked to go to one cache that was off of the Tri-Cities route. We were close by just to be able to get a DeLorme map page.
Cool. So, Well, there you go.
What about you? Well, we already talked about you.
Yeah, we already talked about me. But hey, how about if we're looking forward into 2018?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people talk about their resolutions and all that kind of stuff. But if you were to look at either geocaching or podcasting, because those are the two things we're on here doing and talking about, is there anything that you would perhaps do differently compared to 2017 in 2018?
Well, you know, PodCon, speaking of podcasting, mm-hmm. PodCon really opened my eyes to a lot of the things that we weren't necessarily doing wrong, but we can do differently and I think more efficiently. So yeah. I'll just let you know that your three hosts have been talking and will continue to talk about shifting responsibilities a bit as far as what they do in the podcast. And I think it's going to make, in fact, it already has made Caching in the Northwest a much better podcast, not only in content, but the fact that we can all come in and contribute and, you know, share in this. It's going to be a much better podcast in the future.
Yeah. I think so. I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely from my perspective, when we talk about podcasting, a couple of big things are show scheduling. I've really rolled up my sleeves already and inspired by some of the stuff we learned at PodCon and just taking some of the things we were kind of doing, but tweaking it a little bit and being able to get better at it. So show scheduling is something we're getting a lot better at and we'll continue to get better at in 2018. And another thing is, as we gave a teaser off the start, there is going to be some pretty cool exclusive patron content that's going to come out in 2018. So, you know, if you're a patron or you're thinking about being a patron, well, we'll you know, give you a little hint that it's going to be rewarding. We'll make sure that it is. And of course, continue the interaction we have with the community. That's huge to us. We mentioned before, we love the chat. What you guys talk about in there, and you keep us on our toes for sure. It's always fun. And of course, we absolutely love social media interaction with you guys who are listening to us. And when we see you in person, even better. But yeah, it's kind of from a podcasting perspective. But anything from a caching perspective, Chris, that you might change up into next year?
You know, I still want to continue with old caches. I have a list of old caches. I want to say there's 43 of them on there. Hello.
Anybody home?
No.
Yeah.
We've finished the podcast.
Did you seriously? Or are you?
No, we're just joking.
Okay.
We're only a few sentences down the script from when you dropped off.
What's that?
We're only a few sentences down the script from when you dropped off.
Well, I'm experimenting with hangouts on the road. Hangouts in the rain, hangouts on the highway. So I can't follow along with any kind of show notes or written guide, but I don't know if the audio is usable. But I thought I'd give it a try.
It's no different than me being in a hotel.
Awesome. Well, we were just, to get you caught up, Jim, we were just talking about anything we might think about doing differently in 2018 with respect to geocaching.
Well, I can go on record as just like every prior year and say, I'm going to get out and actually do it instead of just talking about it on Thursday night.
One of these years
that'll actually happen and you guys will know what to do with yourselves.
That's right. You're exactly right. We will know what to do with ourselves. No, we do know. We'll go out geocaching with you.
There you go.
I want to continue focusing on the older caches and, you know, I'm going to say it now. I'm not committing to getting to the two eastern corners of the state, but I want to work on those Delora map pages. For some reason, I think I should have the Delorum Challenge done for the state of Washington. I just think I should have by now, and I don't.
So
that's fair enough.
What about you, Land Monkey? What do you plan to do? 150 Earth caches?
Yeah, it's getting tough to find Earth caches, because while I very intentionally leave some of the newer ones around where I live now so that I have them for international Earth cache weekends. I guess if there's something,
it's not just a day.
Yeah, it's not just a day anymore. Maybe if that's some, if there's something I would do different with geocaching, maybe I wouldn't give the people at HQ such a hard time in 2018.
I don't think you'll do that.
Well, you
choose
have to
something
make some
realistic,
Land that
Monkey.
You're gonna break. What else? Well, we are going on a Baltic cruise, so that's gonna be cool. We're gonna get a bunch more countries over in Europe, so that'll be really exciting. I'm really excited about going to Iceland as well as going to Russia. That's just going to be so amazing. But what would I do different?
Take two cruises?
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the way we cache. Yeah. We do a lot of hashtag geocache road trips and go on adventures, and I had a really good 2017. Maybe I would even wean it back a little bit so that I could get more chores around the yard done. Maybe that's what I do differently, is a little bit less this year.
Well, you know, I find mowing the lawn is a great time to catch up on geocaching podcasts.
That is true.
So, Wet Coaster wants to know if we'll be doing a live Caching in the Northwest geocache find. That could be interesting.
We've talked about it.
We have. And yeah, I did one accidentally. We're not talking about that one. But, you know, we've talked about it. I just hate spoiling caches that way. But perhaps something like the Bonneville Bigfoot Geo Tour would have been a good one to do live, because, you know, the caches there weren't difficult to find. Wits End is not doing that right now. He's not going for an FTF. There's actually another reason he's out in the car.
Yeah, I'm not sure about doing a find, but we have also talked about finding some way to do a live show. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously this show is live, but a show where, you know, you folks would have the opportunity to sit with us while we're doing the podcast online. So we're looking into that. We're gonna check and see what our options are for that. But it's one of the ideas we're thinking about.
Yeah, well, let us know. Would you be interested in attending? We can't call it a geo. It can't be a geocaching event. We could have a geocaching event beforehand with a live show afterwards. But would you be interested in attending a live Caching in the Northwest episode? You know, maybe not all three podcasters will be there. We've even mentioned, what if we do three events and each of us do a part of the live show at a remote location? So it could be in the car chasing Wits End down the freeway.
You never know.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's all kinds of different options and opportunities we could do with that. But, yeah, I think it would be great. If you are listening to this podcast, if we are speaking in your ears at this very moment, if we're in your car the same way we're in Jim's car right now, and you're listening to us and you think that would be great if we were to do that, then let us know. We would love to hear back from you guys on things that you would enjoy doing with us. And, you know, I think that pretty much brings us to the end of this topic. Mm-hmm. We want to wish all of you guys a happy new year. And thank you very much for listening today. We really appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Absolutely. And thanks for being in my car with me. I can get in the carpool lane now.
Wow. How many people can you fit in that car?
Well, it's like a clown car, kind of.
Okay. Electronically, you can fit a lot of people in that car. But we can fit a lot of shows into a new year as well. Next week is a new year. Wow. Seems like we just did this. January 4th, we're going to
talk with Geocaching HQ, new years, new ideas, with our good friend Rock Chalk. After that, January 11th, we're not going to tell you what it is, but it's special.
Oh, but you're going to like it.
And you don't want to miss it. Now, that's all we're going to say now. We're building that suspense. Stay tuned, January 11th.
There you go. Well, and moving on from there, January 18th, we've just confirmed our guest for that podcast. That's going to be Kev McDee, listener of the show and GSEC expert. He's going to come on and he's going to talk about getting started with GSEC.
And patron.
And he is also a patron of the show. Yes, thank you very much, Kev. And then on January 25th, episode 235, I believe 235 episodes, we're going to talk about hiding and finding winter caches.
Sounds chilly. I'll wear earmuffs. Yes. Oh, wait, I am.
Why don't you do that? All right. Well, and as we like to do as we wrap up an episode, we want to thank our faithful Denali level supporters. That's Team Squirrel and worldcaching.com. And in fact, thank all of you wonderful folks who support this show via Patreon by clicking on the Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. And you folks would be Subway Mark, Thor Moore, Dune Buddy, Kid Vegas 19, Geo Nav Pros, Wino Seattle, Hacker Doc, OBX Geek, Camp Clan, B Pendragon, Billy Robson, and Kev MacDee. Wow. I was winded too easily. That's too much turkey and chocolate. And I'm losing my conditioning.
No, never too much turkey and chocolate. But until next week, where can our listeners find these fine hosts of ours on the interwebs? Land Monkey, we'll start with you.
Sure. Of course, landmonkey.blogspot.ca is our website. But where we're most active is Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. Just follow us at LandMonkeyGC. We love to have you guys follow us and interact with us on the website. In fact, if you have been following us in the last couple months, you'll know that we ran a contest thanks to Geocaching HQ, who gave out some of those Magic the Gathering trackables that we were able to hand out. And those were sent off in the mail today to the winners, to the five winners. So congratulations to those folks. As well, of course, on YouTube, just search for LANMONKEY on YouTube. Find new episodes popping up when you're least expected.
Ooh, I'm expecting one now. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
One will pop up. That's not going to work that way. Hey, Witsend, how about you, my friend?
Well, you can find me northbound Interstate 5. Oh, wait. That's just right now. And hopefully out on the geocaching trails in 2018. But outside of that, you can find me in social media at Wit's End on Twitter, Facebook, and most other things. And if you enjoyed the Christmas special, here's at Jazz Wits, the author and performer of our Christmas special here in the Cartwright.
Awesome. There you go. Thank you for that. You did a wonderful job.
I think she said thank you. She nodded. She came over, comes over an audio podcast really well.
Not that's loudly.
Chris of Northwest, where can we find you?
Hey, look for me on, say, Twitter at CachingNW. You can go to Facebook.com/CachingNW. If you're still on Google Plus, I don't know what you're doing there, but look up CachingNW. Or head on over to CachingNW.com/hosts and read all our bios and find all those links that we just mentioned and the few secret ones that we tell no one. But most of all, we want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Caching in the Northwest. Don't forget that you can be part of the show. Call 253-693-TFTC and leave us a comment, ask us a question, or help us fill out our New Year's resolutions any time of the day or night. Of course, you can email us at feedback@cachingnw.com. Don't forget that your support helps keep quality shows coming. If you like this show, please click the Patreon link on the CachingNW.com website. This show is produced by Chris Umfenauer and Jason Kennedy, hosted by Chris Jason and Jim Paulwitz. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license, copyright 2017, for the very last time, by Chris Umfenauer. And folks, don't forget you can go to iTunes or the Google Play Store and subscribe to Caching in the Northwest. But most of all, we want to tell you to stay tuned for
the after show.
That was impressive from the car.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big vehicle he's in. Hey, folks, I want to let you know that the after show is not necessarily part of the normal show. It's a time where we throw in a few extra topics that we want to talk about. It's a chance for us to talk with the live listeners of the show, actually interact with instead of talk with. We talk at them, they type to us. So it makes the show a bit of a dialogue.
It does, absolutely.
If you're out of time, that's completely okay. We understand. Skip the after show. Go listen to the next episode. Go listen to your next podcast.
There you go. Well, before we jump into some of the feedback that we've had live in the chat, I had a couple of news items I wanted to share with folks. The first was one that I came across that on the Geocachinger app this past week, there was an update. They're calling the update 5.8.x. So I'm not sure why they're not giving us the number behind the .8, but okay. So on the iOS and Android Geocachinger app, the quote is, "With this release, we're focusing on small visual updates and bug fixes across both iOS and Android devices. Visual updates include consistent styling for log entries for both geocaches and trackables, new assets for your hides and DNFs, and new map controls." So there's a lot of conversation in the, I want to say the chat.
Forum?
In the forums, thank you. About what are assets. Ben H., good friend of ours from HQ.
Oh, yeah.
He jumped in and he said, "For the curious, the things that look a little bit different following this release include the map controls. Apparently, there's centering and swivel mode and map type selection in the app now. They've switched from a circular to a square, and they're now larger and easier to see and tap. So that's cool.
Oh, interesting.
The assets refer to the icons, the geocache icons on the map. So he said the map icons are assets for caches that you've DNF'd, and caches that you've hidden have been updated to a different icon for better accessibility. So I thought that was interesting. And lastly, he said the format for player logs in caches and trackables has been updated to use consistent type and spacing. So probably not a significant noticeable difference there in the logs, but it's just more consistency. So yeah, he said there's no change to filtering options in this release because people were asking about that. So there you go. That's what's new in the Geocachinger app.
But they're not done
there. I cache without filters anyway.
I podcast without filters.
You live without filters. It's a life unfiltered.
Yeah. Looking way back to December 11th, there was a change to the geocaching.com website that people may or may not have picked up on. You had the ability to customize a cover image on your profile and on the dashboard on geocaching.com. So you find that under the profile settings. You can upload a photo. And then it appears for other people to see. So you have sort of your icon photo that you've always had, but then there's a little bit of a background photo you can add.
Never noticed that before. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it's obvious now.
There you go. Yeah, so that's all the news that I have about our good friends at HQ and what they've nice. Been up to before Christmas.
You know, there has been a lot of talk. Witsen's getting pulled over.
Nope, just passing an accident.
Okay. I saw the flashing lights. I just assume this is what's going on. There has been a lot of chat in the chat room with the hashtag FATAS. And for our friends who don't know what FATAS is, we use the hashtag FATAS so that we can talk about things in the after show. FTAS for the after show. Hashtag FATAS. Toss it in there. I do listen, or not listen to it. I do look at it and copy it into our show notes so that we can talk about it later. Now,
I have to ask, Jim, where are you driving, buddy? Because that's noisy.
Well, you know, we talked about all that construction around the Tacoma Dome.
Ah.
Yeah, so rough roads. If it's too distracting, I can sign out. Talk to you guys later. I don't want to detract from the after show.
Well, we really appreciate you having here, but I think it might be tough to get the talking in with those roads throwing all that noise in.
Totally understand. Good chat with you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Good luck on the FTF. It's a secret FTF. We weren't going to tell anybody.
Drive safely.
All right. Good night.
Good night, buddy. So I go through during the show and grab those FTAS chats and toss them into the show notes so we talk about them afterwards. So the first one comes from Wet Coaster. It says, is Land Monkey doing the polar bear swim at the event on Monday? And of course he is. He has to now. Let's shame him into it.
You can try. I have a German mother. Guilt doesn't work very well on me.
Oh. Can we bribe you or stolen then?
No, because I make my own.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. 0 for 2.
I forgot what it was. It's one of my favorite. It's a kind of like a noodle, but they're little balls.
Darn it. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
Yeah. That.
Also good.
Yes. Oh, so good. So you're not going to do it. Okay. Brylang wants to know, should there be a virtual cache at the Alexandria Bridge?
At the Alexandria Bridge? Yeah.
Alexandra. Sorry. Okay. I was thinking of the library.
Common mistake. I think that would be an awesome location if anybody has one of those gifted virtuals that they haven't used and can't figure out a good place to put it. The trick would be placing it there in a way that you can make sure it doesn't get armchaired too easily. But I'm sure there's always great ways to do that. And it's just such a remarkable location. I think that would be a great place for a virtual. All right. We had another hashtag FTAS from Brylang, who said he got an inflatable kayak for Christmas. It says T5 caches, here I come.
Nice.
And Wet Coaster asked if it's a one-arm kayak, a bit of an inside joke. Our good friend Brylang is currently single pod. He accidentally broke his, I believe it's his wrist. A little bit before Christmas. So the poor guy's in a cast right now.
Oh, man. So he's typing one-handed.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Impressively.
Yeah. That has different meanings.
Oh, man.
Van Isle lady says, Jay, put your hands up like Kilroy.
Because of the...
Gotcha.
I got things set up a little differently than normal. I was in a bit of a rush to get things set up this evening. So,
Brylang says no, I have to wait several weeks before I can even try out my present.
Oh, well, I don't know if you'd be doing much kayaking.
Inflatable kayak. You could go down a ski run on it.
Once, and then you'd have casts on some other limbs.
Let's see. Dora Moore says, I finally got Christmas off, but the boy had to work it. And so we had our vegetarian feast on Christmas Eve. They Skyped with the girl who was roasting a beast in a barbecue in Ecuador. Far flung family.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
no kidding. But at least they're all able to connect. So that's very cool.
Let's see. Wet Coaster wants to know if Brylang has had practice blowing up the kayak.
Well, yeah, you got to do an unboxing video and then
Blow it up
in the living room. And...
Oh, Brylin could kayak down most streets these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty wet out there.
Van Isle Lady says, I got Christmas off for the first time in 10 years, but only because I still have whiplash.
Oh, no.
Anyone want to buy a used Jeep?
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound very good. Well, we're glad that you had Christmas off. Hopefully you enjoyed it, but sorry that it's under those circumstances. So I hope you're feeling better soon.
Definitely. We talked about our goals last year.
Yes, sir.
And how we've, or if we've met them this year. Subway yeah. Mark chimed in. He says, and by the way, thanks for listening, Subway Mark. My goal was to hit 4,000 cat fines. 4,000 fines. I will be close. I'm currently at 3,940.
Oh, the push is on.
So, you know, we'll have to try to get together this weekend and get him a 60 cash weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, we can do that, right?
I think I'm about that far away from a milestone as well. I'm at like, what am I at? I can't remember. 11,940 or something like that, or 960. I can't remember. But I'm not far off from my 12,000, but I don't think we're going to make it before December 31st. But we're hoping early in January that we'll be able to hit that milestone. We'll see how that goes. But, Subway Mark, also congratulations. He was one of the winners in our Land Monkey Magic the Gathering contest. And Subway Mark, your prize is in the mail.
Land Monkey? You're very good. You're at 11,938.
There you go.
You're 62 caches away.
It's close, but it probably won't do that before the 31st because I'm working this week. If I wasn't working this week, I would probably be pushing to get it before the end of the year. You know, when you're that close, right?
Yeah, exactly. We talked about some GeoTours, to which... GeoNav Pro says, GeoTours are too expensive year after year. I heard they're $3,000 per year.
Yeah, I can't remember what the exact amount is, but it's up there, and there is a cost to it, and there's, you know, there's reasons. You know, it's a business. There's reasons why those costs are there. But I know a lot of folks who've thought about doing GeoTours, unless they can find multiple sources of funding through different tourism bureaus, etc. It's not always very practical.
Right. GeoNav Pros is suddenly feeling sick. Not feeling well, boss.
Right. Yeah. Except for if your boss knows you podcast in geocache.
Oops.
Yeah.
Breitling says, my goal for the year was an average of 2 fines per day. I'm closer to an average of 6 per day.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's
awesome. Yeah, that's a busy year. But those boys have been out. I know they went out and did a few road trips where they cranked up some big numbers. So
yeah, I think they even managed to find some of them.
Yeah.
That they claim they logged. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was rude. Dora Moore says, I managed to fill in my fizzy grid this year.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's an achievement.
Yes. Brian Lang wants to know if anyone's going to the Grays Harbor cash machine on Saturday.
Where is that? Where is Grays Harbor?
Washington.
Okay. A little more specifically, where
I got nothing after that. Let's see. Where's Wits End?
Okay, so I got to Google this.
Let's see, Grays Harbor County. I want a map.
All right, maps.
Okay, so it is southwestern Washington.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's way down there.
Yeah. You know, it's got quite the northern, it's kind of shaped like an L. So it encompasses a lot of Highway 1 just south of Clearwater. It has the city of Quinault. Along the coast, you got, I can't quite read that.
So it's Tahula. Kind of,
Moclips, Ocean City, Ocean Shores.
It's due west of Olympia.
Yeah. But, you know, more than that, I mean, more than just due west because of the way it's shaped.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's north of Tacoma as far as that goes and south of Olympia. So
weather depending, you could get some of the Olympic Peninsula GeoTour caches on that cache machine if it works out. Cool.
So I don't know who is going on that, Breiling. It won't be me this weekend, unfortunately. Yeah. Is it Breiling who asked?
Yes. I think so.
I think Breiling's looking for somebody to go with because it's really hard to steer and shift gears with only one arm.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
won't be us. The monkeys have other plans for the weekend, so...
Now, Stark Casher is listening from Cincinnati. Well, it's very late there. But thank you, Stark Casher, for listening. He's checking out the motel that I have booked for Geo Woodstock. It has good Wi-Fi. I'm also about halfway through the Donut Geo Trail. Try to finish it by Saturday. Oh, okay. I'm jealous.
Okay, Stark Casher, when you finish the Donut Geo Trail and you get your coin, even if you don't get your coin, when you finish the Donut Geo Trail, you gotta record some audio and send it in. We wanna hear you tell us about your experience on the Donut Geo Trail.
Oh, definitely. You can call into 253-693-TFTC. You can use the voicemail tool on the website, or you could just talk into your smartphone. Send us that file.
From that great Wi-Fi at your hotel.
Yeah, that's right. It's great now. Wait till you get a couple of thousand geocachers there.
Yeah, there's
all looking for pocket queries. Then the Wi-Fi may not be so great.
Valid point.
I wonder if he's listening to the radio while he's out. Because what else would you listen to but WKRP in Cincinnati?
One would think.
Mm-hmm.
Jokes that never get old.
I know. And as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Team Finn. Team Finn, thank you for listening. We sure appreciate you guys. If you're not going to the Gray Harbor Cash Machine this Saturday, you should join us at Yummy Teriyaki on the Kent East Hill from 12 to 2. I can't grab the GC since I'm not on a computer tonight. Let's see if we can find it.
All right.
Here, you keep talking, Land Monkey, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, I'll keep talking. So, Stark Casher says that he is listening to podcasts while he's out caching and such, which is awesome. But yeah, really, really curious to hear you, to hear how it is there, because we're debating whether or not we're going to make it out for that Giga in Cincinnati. We've got a lot of other stuff going on that time of year, so we're not sure if we're going to be able to make it out, but we were looking at it and looking at that Donut Geo Trail, not only because I love donuts, but it looks like a really neat geo tour and it covers a pretty big area. So I'm kind of also curious to just hear how long it took and, you know, any tips and tricks you have on it. So we really want to hear back from you on that, Stark Casher. In the live chat, I also have here hashtag Fatas. Baltic cruise update. Are you going to ask Landsharks back for an update before the cruise? And will there be a podcast from one of the ports? There probably won't be a podcast from one of the ports because I'm probably not going to be able to afford that kind of data when I'm in Europe. But we will probably do some live recording. And yeah, we have... an intent to bring the Land Sharks back onto the podcast a couple of times in 2018 for various things, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. We always love having them on the show. All right. How are you doing, Chris? Did you find it?
Well, you found another one by Team Finn, but that one doesn't count. I searched, you know, just for the nearby events for the month.
a lot of people are doing these hello and goodbye.
Yeah, there's a lot of those
events, and that's really throwing off my.
Well, I think it's great though, and that's, I guess, a reminder for folks that coming up, there's the opportunity to get the pair of souvenirs by attending an event or finding a cache on the 31st of December and the 1st of January. So that'll be fun. And we're looking forward to that. I know there is a challenge cache near Snoqualmie where you need to, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I'm going to try and remember, it's find or attend 7 events within 7 days. And this is a time of year when you might actually be able to do that if you can run from event to event and they line up. So there you go.
Well, the only event that Team Finn has active is the Year in Review.
That's the one they said. It's on the 30th, and it's called 2017 Year in Review.
So that would be GC7 Echo Kilo Whiskey Delta.
There you go. All right. So another plug for some events there.
Oh, yes. That's it. Yummy Teriyaki. I'm tracking with you now.
All right. Well, I think we're almost 20 minutes after 10. Probably time to wrap her up.
Definitely. All right. So, folks, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. We appreciate those listening live, giving us this feedback for the after show, or FATAS, as we like to call it. And until next week, get out and get caching in the Northwest.